emphasis. A lot of things have been happening, I think, over the last few months and last session on reforestation. One of the ideas that I wanted to bring forward was having a youth corps involved in the reforestation issue. And I think as far as that, it's an area that has tremendous potential. I think it's an area where we can develop getting our young people involved in a positive effort, as opposed to some of the things that we hear and wind up legislating for other areas. So with that, I bring this before the committee, and I know Mr. Dick, we talked about it in the DNR subcommittee, and as far as the budgetary requirements and everything else on that, and I wondered if you'd comment on it, please.
Representative Menard and I have spent a substantial amount of time discussing reforestation, the way we deal with reforestation, and the possibility for employing Alaskans in reforestation. Representative Menard's legislation puts into place a youth corps. I would like to speak briefly in favor of such a move. My father was also a forester. I can remember many years ago, he and another gentleman pioneered a program that put disadvantaged youths in the woods, planting trees. These people were mildly retarded. Most of them were in physically good to excellent condition, and they did an outstanding job of planting trees. Planting trees is kind of an odd type of job because it can be excruciatingly boring. It is physically miserable, physically demanding, and yet it requires a multitude of decisions every time you put a tree in the ground. In this particular case with which I'm familiar, the disadvantaged kids, who ranged all the way from 16 to 25, were very challenged by, number one, the physical aspects of the job. They're also challenged by the mental aspects of the job. The outcome was that they did a very fine job of planting trees. I'm aware of another situation where troubled youths have been put in the woods planting trees. Again, with proper supervision, they have done very, very well. They are contracted by, in this case, the Weyerhaeuser Company and others to provide operational tree planting. These people, these kids, are not just doing these things because it's neat. They're doing it, they're earning money, they're learning how to cope, and in the process, they're doing a very good job. The potential for a youth corps planting trees in Alaska, I think, is very good. There are some realities that go along with it. It does take supervision. If it's going to be a state-sponsored program, there are going to be some things that we have to have proper, the proper supervision, the transportation to and from the sites, the training that goes along with it, and so forth. I might also add, we have to, if we're going to get into this as a steady type of situation where people are depending on this, we also have to have a dependable stock of seedlings from which to draw. I'd be glad to answer any questions about the youth corps proposal. I, in my opinion, Mr. Chairman, is very very doable. I hate the word, but it can be done. It has been done.
Is there any questions? Representative Navarro.
Chairman, I move HCR 54 move out of committee with individual recommendation.
Okay, if we just hold, I just want to address there is going to be a fiscal note on that, and the fiscal note, does everyone have this in their budget? The fiscal note is going to be the $84,250 that's required, and we're going to get that from Division of Forestry to go ahead, but that would be, the fiscal note would go along with the referral up to the Finance Committee. With that, I will accept the motion, and the motion is before us. Is there any further discussion? Then, is there any opposition to moving the bill out with individual recommendations? Hearing none, then the House Concurrent Resolution Number 54 moves out with individual recommendations with the fiscal note discussed. And any further discussion come before us today? Then House Resources Committee is adjourned at 4:50 p.m. 4:40 p.m. Thank you very much.